You might not realize that a full-fledged farm has popped up just outside downtown Kodiak, even if you walked right by it.
Right now, it's really lettuce and various herbs.
Max Lyons is the project and marketing coordinator for the Kodiak Archipelago Leadership Institute. He's standing in an L-shaped set of turquoise Connex buildings called Malik Farms. They sit in a parking lot outside the native village of Afognak's administrative offices. The buildings are small, each measuring just about 40 feet long, but nearly 2,000 plants can grow here in hydroponic cabinets. Each baby lettuce head looks like it bloomed from a bright white shell filled with water.
He is just feeding the local communities first and foremost, year round. So that's why the hydroponics has been a game changer, because all year you can have, you know, fresh greens at least.
Malik is co-owned by Afognak and the native village of Dinicnak, which is the tribe on Woody Island, right across the channel from Kodiak. Right now, anyone in town can sign up for weekly fresh bags of greens and, depending on availability, have them delivered to their front doors. Tribal elders get first priority. Malik currently serves about 100 households a week. It's a lot of work. Becky Gomez is the hydroponic trainee at Malik Farms.
Monday is usually prepping for harvest, which is Tuesday. Wednesday, we're prepping for deliveries, and then we set out for deliveries, usually about a couple of hours per afternoon. And then Thursday is the same thing again, and then just planning ahead for the following week.
Malik is just the newest farm on the island. There are five farms total across the archipelago that make up the Aleutic Grown Network. And new hydroponic growing units are being built in the village of Akiak this summer. Almost all of the island's food is brought in from somewhere else. Lyon says the ultimate goal of the farming network is to change that.
Once the villages are producing more than they can consume, they'll send it into Kodiak. So that's where we have that outlet of the food hub.
Eventually, excess produce will be shipped out to other parts of the island as part of the Kiktuk Food Hub. Kiktuk means Kodiak Island in Aleutic. The project started back in 2015 and was seeded with federal grants. The farms are all community or tribally owned and slightly different. Joe Kewin is the agricultural specialist for the native village of Port Lyons on the northeast corner of the island. He started working on the Port Lyons farm back in 2016.
There's cauliflower, broccoli. We pretty much grow any types of vegetables. This year, I'm experimenting with asparagus and artichokes.
Kewin manages 2 acres in Port Lyons, including hoop houses and a chicken coop with 60 hens for laying eggs. He's even planting fruit trees this year. There's also 3 Connex buildings where lettuce and greens grow hydroponically, just like in Kodiak. Residents can pick up whatever's ready to harvest from a farmer's market twice a week. Port Lyons was established as a home for people displaced when the tsunami and earthquake destroyed the native village of Afognak back in 1964. Kewin says those roots helped spark the idea for the farms and food hub.
Back in the Afognak village, there used to be farms and gardens. And so why don't we have farms around this island and in the villages for food security?
But Kewin, who was born and raised in Port Lyons, says the whole thing also goes beyond food security. The farm has given him a reason to stay there. He's hoping it does the same for others.
We want to keep this village going as long as we can. And I see that with this farm. I see this farm expanding as it gets bigger. Our tribe has plans to open a store again and get a store over here for our people.
Back in Kodiak, Lyon says they're still scaling up so they can feed more people each week. It's going to take some time, but he's excited to watch it grow. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.